When we're little kids, we're celebrated artists. Our drawings decorate the fridge at home and hang on the walls at school. But for most of us, the older we get, the less of an opportunity there is to make art, let alone have it appreciated by others. KJZZ's Stina Sieg tells us about a local art show, though, that is trying to change all that.
Every year, the detailed instructions to enter the Mutants Pinata Show are the same. Make a pinata. Drop it off. And every year, about 100 people do. And all of their work is shown.
I'm making a chicken out of like an old container and some tickets and stuff.
I tried to make a wasp.
And I'm making an alien.
A small group of folks is adding paint and pipe cleaners to their creations at this pinata making party on a Grand Avenue sidewalk a few weeks before the show. And just like the show, the get-together is free, open to everyone, and devoid of rules. Just come and create. Cindy Crow, a regular here, says all kinds of people do.
From toddlers making things. I've seen people who are probably in their 80s, 90s come down here and just make things. No one has to be a hand-quote artist.
Crow says she's not, and in her everyday life has a serious, delicate job training people in the hospice field. But one day a year, she gets to rifle through boxes of yarn, retired baby dolls, and finger paints, and lets all that random material guide her pinata process. This time, she's crafted a red ball with yellow googly eyes and orange feathers shaped into a rooster-like tail. A rabbit bird, Crow says.
I think sometimes adults forget how to play. And this is playing.
It's that way for many professional artists in the show, too. If you've been in the last few years, you have definitely seen Andy Gordon's big, breathtaking, bug-like creatures. And you would never know he had to teach himself how to work in papier-mâché in order to create them.
You take a little cup like that, put some fresh water in it, not too much.
In his spacious, barn-like studio, he mixes up a thin slurry for dipping strips of newspaper.
The secret ingredient, we call it flour.
A few curling, geometric shapes are starting to come to life on his work table, but Gordon is still unsure about what he's making. All he knows is that, in the end, it will likely take him hundreds of painstaking hours to complete. He thinks it's fun that it will probably be hung next to a quick, unselfconscious piece made by a child.
That's really nice. So I love being in a show like that. I'd rather be in a show like that.
The same goes for his girlfriend, Julia Luters, who describes this show like a wonderland, with an explosion of pinatas perched on tables, sitting on the floor, and floating at different heights.
Some have something to say in a big way, and some have just small things to say, but are just as intricate and to say just as big of a statement. It's really, I love that show.
One of the joys of the Mutant Pinata Show is seeing people react to it, even as it's still taking shape at its home in a studio space off Grand Avenue.
Oh, Beetlejuice!
Yes.
A local art teacher dropping off her students' work smiles at a toothy, crocodile-like creature with eyes in the back of its throat. It's hanging next to a mermaid, who's in an intimate embrace with an octopus. Show founder Beatrice Moore is still looking for just the right spot to place the evil bunny and the seahorse butterfly. She says she's always surprised by what people bring her.
Every single year, there are new ideas.
And Moore admits that sometimes that can be daunting, especially when she's faced with a pile of new ideas that she somehow has to fit together.
But once you put everything in its place, and then people can walk in and they can sort of walk around each little pinata and see it as a unique individual thing, but also as a cohesive whole with all of them hanging together, it works every year.
And that magic, along with a lot of papier-mâché, keeps the show going. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Mutant Pinata Show is tonight through Sunday as part of an event called Art Detour, as well as April 7th at Weird Garden in the Grand Avenue Arts District.